We've been in a storm, seems like forever, and your night of confusion seems so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting. Just hold on to Jesus, and you can ride out your storm. You can ride out your storm. God's right there with you. You may not see Him, but you're not alone. You're hurting now, but your answer is coming. Just hold on to Jesus, and you can ride out your storm. Remember His promise. He said, I'll never forsake you. The waters, they're raging. They'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Just hold on to Jesus, and you can ride out your storm. You can ride out your storm. God's right there with you. You may not see Him, but you're not alone. You're hurting now, but your morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus, and you can ride out your storm. Just hold on to Jesus, and you can ride out your storm. I want you to pay close attention to this. My favorite book in the whole Bible. I don't know whether y'all have favorite ones or not, and I do. I try to study it all. This is in chapter 5 of the book of Romans. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through who? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. What is through? It has to be an avenue, brethren, to go through. You don't get it this through the Father. They're both one. Now, let's read that again. Therefore, in being justified by faith, not by your works, brethren, you're justified by faith. We have peace with God, which is the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein where we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of who? Of Terry Bryant? Of regular Baptist? Free Will Baptist, all these denominations, all these different people. Now what the Bible says, the glory of God. The glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Boy, is that hard to understand. Why should we glory in tribulations, brother? See? We'll go on and tell you why it says. Also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. What is the hope, brethren? Which is set abroad in our hearts. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. By what, brethren? By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. What is the Holy Ghost? It's a comforter. When Christ was going away, Brother Junior, he prayed, did he not? You mean Christ had to pray? Christ prayed, didn't he, Brother John? He prayed to the Father, Brother Jim Webb. Because he was our comforter when he was here, Brother John. But he prayed to the Father that the Father would send us another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Who was the ungodly, brethren? Who was the ungodly, brethren? We was, Brother Fred. We were. We were the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For it, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, which have more been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Brethren and sisters, today we're not saved by His death, Brother Junior, as some are preaching, brethren, today. Yes, I hope and pray that God would bless me for a moment of time. We've not been saved by His death, Brother John Mitchell. No man has ever been saved by His death. But we're saved because we believe that He rose, brethren. On that third and appointed morning, Brother Carl, He got out of that grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. But I'm here to tell you today, there is a Father, Brother Junior, and there is a Son. And there is a Holy Ghost. And these three are equal in essence and power. And they are the same, Brother Fred. And for our natural man to understand that, it's impossible, Brother John. But I know today that Jesus today is the Son of the Father. And we're not justified by our works, Brother Hurley, but we're justified by Jesus Christ. Every man and every woman today that works today, they work theirself, and they work theirself, Brother Junior, and they work theirself out of works. Amen. Every man has done that, Brother Fred. I done it, you done it, Brother John. Every one of us done that. Every child of God has worked themselves totally out of works. Don't you believe that, Brother Coy? I want you to know, and that works brought you down to the realization, brethren, that you couldn't save yourself. We had to get to that point. As long as man, Brother Ronnie, believes he can save himself, he'll never be saved. That's the way it is, brethren. And you all pray just for a minute of time that God would bless me. But I want you to understand that we're not justified by things such as silver and gold, brethren, or all these things, Brother Hurley, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ today. And I want you to know, Brother Carl, today, I want you to understand that we lost our likeness, brother. And how did we get it back, Brother Hurley, today? Somebody said, we never lost our likeness, brethren. Yes, we did, Brother Junior. Today, and I want you to understand that one time, Brother Lonnie, I was good as God wanted me to be. And so was every other man and woman, brother. Brother Coy, pray hard for a minute of time. Today, I want you to know, today, yes, today, brethren, I want you to understand. And you all pray just for a minute of time that God would bless me. Brother Hurley, I want you to know today, yesterday, there was a point in my time when I was born into this world, just like this little girl here. Yes, you, honey, that you're just as good as God wants you to be. And just like the little boys back here, I have the likeness of Christ, Brother Junior. Some may not understand that, but my soul was all right, Brother Hurley, because today, yes, destiny. I want you to know I'm as good as God wanted me to be. And Brother Coy, but there come a time in my life, and Brother Junior, when I lost the likeness of Christ. And today, destiny, and Brother Terry, what made you lose that likeness? And because Christ come to me, Brother, and I turned him away. And today, destiny, I want you to understand, Brother, and you all pray just for a minute of time that God would bless me, and Brother Junior, but I want you to know, and today, destiny, Brother, I want you to understand, and today, that when Christ come to me, I knew his voice, Brother Keith, I didn't have to ask nobody about him. Heaven, Brother, on today, and I want you to know there was a law that come to me, and Brother Coy, and there's a law that comes to every man and woman, and like Paul said, yes, he said, I was once alive without the law, and what happened, Brother Hurley, did something come, Brother Junior, the commandments come today, and I want, Brother, I sin revived and I died. Oh, Brother Fred, how do you remember that day when you died? I remember the day when I died, Brother Keith. And now they try to tell me, Brother John, I don't remember the day that I was born again. Oh, Brother, I want you to know, if a man knowed when he died, Brother, shouldn't he have some knowledge? But when he's made alive, Brother Junior, a spiritual knowledge of that, Brother Hurley. Oh, Brother Fred, when Jesus come to me and made me alive, I was there, Brother Lon. And you know what, Brother Coy, I ain't never had a feeling like that before. And many times, Brother, I go back to that place, Quentin, where God saved me. Oh, but Larry, every time I go back there in my mind, yes, Brother John, I get the assurance, Brother, Brother Ronnie, that he was there that day, and I made a commitment to him today. Here are people today, I don't want to make no commitment, Brother Junior. They want to make no commitment. They say, the Lord has saved me, but I don't have to be baptized. I hear it all the time, Brother. Brother, I want you to know that's not scripturally sound, Brother. Oh, Brother Coy, I wanted to make a commitment to him. Didn't you? Here's what he said, Brother. Take up the cross and follow him. Brother, where did he go, Brother? Was he baptized, Brother Junior? He was. He went to a man. Somebody said, do I have a cross to bear? Yeah. Oh, Brother, if you don't bear the cross, Brother, you will not wear the crown. But you know, here's what Paul said about it. Henceforth, there's a crown laid up for me, and not for me only, Brother, but for who? For all that love and serve him. Oh, Brother, I want you to know Jesus is going to come back here again, and he's not coming to set up no kingdom. He's already set her up. You know, where's it at, Brother Ronnie? It's down in his people. And so therefore, oh, Brother Junior, therefore now, being justified by what? By faith, Brother. What is faith, Brother? The Bible says that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence, Brother. What does evidence do, Brother? It proves something, don't it not? I want you to know I'm not just justified by regular bamboo. I'm not justified by the runny, by the good things that I do. But I'm justified by what? By faith, brethren. Or is my faith, brethren? Is my faith in you, Brother Junior? Is my faith in you, Brother Coy? Oh, Brother Ronnie, my faith is in Jesus today. That's where my faith is. And you know what? He's the author of my faith, Brother Junior. And not only is he the author of that, Brother, but he's the finisher of it. You know, just like Sister Pat, her faith come to an end. And somebody said, why do you mean it come to an end? Oh, Brother Lonnie, oh, when we die, Brother Junior, it becomes reality. And you know what? It's reality then, Brother, today, Brother Luther, today. Oh, many, 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 oh, Brother Junior, that we've carried to the graveyard and put in the ground. Brother John, their faith come to an end. But you know what? I still have faith, don't you? And you know how I got it, Brother. God gave it to me. Brother, I didn't get it from Brother Hurley. I didn't get it from Brother Ronnie. I got it from God, Brother. And what did he say do to your faith, Brother Junior? And what, Brother? Virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge temperance today. So therefore, Brother, somebody said you can't add to your faith, Brother. The Bible says you can't, Brother. Oh, so I want you to know I've added to my faith, Brother. There's time, Brother Jim, that I don't normally know how to come in and go out. I didn't know I was going to preach on faith today. But you know what, Brother John? Faith, faith, faith. You hear them say, I'm not of the same faith that you are. Something's wrong somewhere, Brother. Have you ever heard that, Brother, Brother Junior? I'm not of the same faith you are. How many faiths are they, brethren, today? Oh, brethren, I don't care what denomination you belong to. If you ain't got the faith, brethren, you ain't got nothing you need, then, brethren. And by one Lord and one baptism are we baptized into the one body, brethren. Today, there ain't two or three bodies, brethren. Brother Fred. Oh, God, I thank God for the faith, Brother John, that carries me through day to day. And so therefore, today, there are many people that think there's all kinds of faith. But you know what? He dealt to every man what, Brother Junior? Not that and that, they or they, but thee, brethren. What does that mean, brother? Thee, what is it, singular, ain't it? And the Bible says he dealt to every man the measure of faith. And what did you do with that faith, brother? Brother Coy, what did you do with that faith, brother? Somebody said, I put it into action, did you not? Did you believe, Brother Junior, in the faith? And so therefore, today, oh, today, and you go on over there, and you'll find, it says not all men have faith. Brother John, you know what? There's men walking around today that are dead, brother.
Brother John. There's men that are twice dead and plucked up by the root. Brother Hoy. But you know what, Brother Lonnie? I've got faith. And that faith's going to lead me somewhere. Where's it going to take you to, Brother Lonnie? It's going to take me to heaven. And when life is over, Brother Coy. And you hear him saying, oh, today, hey, you never get faith until you're saved. I deny that, Brother Junior. But I want you to know that God gives you a faith. But it's sometimes it's dead. Because why? Because you don't use it, Brother John. You know what, Brother Coy? If I had a brand new car and never drove it, I wouldn't do me no good, would it not? And you know what? But if I'll take that faith, Brother Lonnie, and I'll put it into action, Brother John, it'll do something in the day. And so therefore, oh, Brother Terry loves you. And today, I want you to take your faith and put it into action, Brother Lord. I want you to make a commitment to Christ, Brother Hurley. Somebody said, well, I don't have to put my name on no church book. I didn't say you had to, Brother Lonnie. But I'll tell you one thing about it. You need to go somewhere, Brother John, where you find a group of what? A group of what, brethren? A faithful believers in Christ. And you need to attach yourself to them, Brother. Oh, Brother Jim, I'm glad that God gave me the faith. And now being justified by that. Somebody said, we're not justified here. Oh, yes, we are. We're justified by the faith in Him. What is your faith, Brother Lonnie? Oh, I've got faith to believe, Brother Junior, that He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him, Brother Lonnie. And so therefore, I've got faith to believe, Brother Jim, that He's coming back here again. Don't you believe that, Brother? My faith, when it becomes reality for me, Brother John, somebody said it don't become reality when you die, but I believe it does, Brother, today. Oh, Brother Coy, I guarantee you, the other morning, Brother Fred, when Sister Pat passed, and I don't know her condition. All I know about's me. But if she had what she said she had, and I believe she did, I believe that it become reality to her then. Somebody said, you mean she went to heaven? She went to rest with her friend and to be with him. Somebody said, you mean that she's resting from her labor? I believe she is, Brother Junior. I believe many more are resting from their labor. Oh, some brethren, and some sweet day, Brother Jim, I'm going to rest from my labor. You believe you're going to rest from your labor, Brother John? Well, today, brethren, I'm going to rest from my labor someday. And Brother Key, and when I get there, I want you to know, I believe Sister Pat's just asleep, Brother Fred. Don't you believe that? And because Paul said like this, I wouldn't have you be ignorant concerning them which are what? Are asleep. That you saw not after them. Yeah, either than others have no hope, but what? But that God will bring them with Him. Well, today, Brother Lott, God's going to bring somebody with Him when He leaves the earth. Come back here again. Yes, today, brethren. You believe that God's going to bring somebody with Him, Brother Lott? Yes, I believe He's going to. I believe that He's going to bring them back, brother. And there's going to be a reuniting, don't you, Brother Ronnie? Yes, today, brethren. And don't you believe? yesterday, brother. Don't you believe, brother John, that there's going to be a resurrection time? Yesterday, brethren. Yeah, don't you believe that, brother Fred? Yes, don't you believe that there'll be somebody come out of the ground? Do you believe that, brother Lonnie, or not? Yesterday, brother Coy. I believe there's going to be a resurrection of the body. I don't care what no man said, brother Fred. I believe there's two resurrections. I believe there's a soul resurrection, don't you, brother Hurley? Yesterday, brother Junior. Yes, and I believe, brethren, that there is a body resurrection. Yesterday, brother Junior. Yesterday, brethren, because when Jesus got out of that grave, was that a body resurrection or not, brethren? Do you believe that Jesus came out of the grave? Yesterday, brethren. I believe he came out of there. Yesterday, brethren. I want you to know. Yesterday, Brother Keith. I believe they put him in there, Brother Junior. Yesterday, brethren. I believe, Brother Lon. They put guards on him. I believe they rolled a stone up there. Oh, Brother Fred. Oh, but I believe that the power of God brought him out of there. Oh, Brother Coy. Oh, are we going to get up in the morning, brethren? We're going to get up in the morning. I don't know about you, but I believe that I'll get up in the morning. Oh, Brother Junior, how many's going to get up in that morning? Every one of them is going to get up. Oh, but there's two places going. Oh, Brother John, oh, today there's one place. There's some going to rise to everlasting and to that damnation. Oh, Brother John. Oh, but there's some going to get out of there to everlasting joy and peace. And do you believe that, Brother Keith? Oh, today, oh, you're going to get up in the morning. The Bible said like this, Brother Junior, if a tree falls to the north, how's it going to come up? Oh, early. Oh, I'm going to get up in the likeness of Jesus. Are you what Job said like this? Hide me away in the grave, and when thy wrath is past, oh, call my name. And I want you to know, and even though the skin worms would devour this body of mine, oh, Brother Ronnie, I'll see Jesus. And today I'll see him. And today, oh, what a joy it'll be when I wake in his likeness. And I'll be satisfied. Oh, Brother John, oh, and I come out of the grave, and I won't be like me no more. And the Bible said like then, and Brother Junior, it does not appear what we shall be, and but we know. And some said we don't know nothing. Oh, Brother Junior, oh, but we know that we shall be like him. Oh, so therefore, have you put on the body of Christ? I put him on a long time ago. Oh, Brother Hurley, he fits well, brother. But I want you to know, I didn't try to fit in, brother. But he brought me in, brother, and he fit me in, brother. I want you to know, Brother John. Oh, Brother Carl. Oh, I want you to know how the timber is prepared for that, Brother Junior, in the field, and Brother Ronnie, when it comes in. And the old brethren used to say, you don't have to roll it around and try to find a place for it to be fit. Brother Coy, it'll fit there, brother. Oh, Brother Lon, every tree is known by by what, brother? By the fruit that it bears. And you know what, my friend? And a good tree, what does it do? Oh, brother, it brings forth good fruit. And you want you to know, what do we do with the fruit, brethren? We purge it, brethren. God purges it. And what does it do, brethren? It brings more forth fruit. Today, somebody said, my fruit's not valuable. Today, oh, and the fruit of Jesus is valuable. Oh, today, and he purges it, and it brings forth more fruit. And today, what is it, Brother Ronnie? And today, oh, Brother Jim, oh, Jesus is coming again. What are you going to do with him? Are you going to stay away with him? Here's what I said a long time ago, Brother Coy. I want you, Jesus. I want you above everything there is on this earth. So contrary to what people say, Brother Lon, there is two resurrections. There is two resurrections. And you do have faith. But it's up to you what you do with that faith. Do you think God makes you serve Him? He don't make you serve Him, does He? And I see these old drudgery Christians. Lord, I have to go to church tomorrow. I have to go visit the sick tomorrow. I have to do this. It's not like Brother Junior has to go back to work tomorrow, no. Why do you make it such a chore, brethren? I told Brother Fred, it's my duty and it's my joy. Why do people make being a Christian such a chore? I don't find it that way, Brother Lonnie. Or Brother Ronnie, I don't find being a Christian a chore. You find it being a chore, Brother Fred. I find it a delight. A delight and a pleasure to be a Christian. People think, I've seen people, they're so sour. I don't understand that, Brother. I don't understand, Brother Junior. I don't understand how people today can't like going to church. I don't understand that, Brother Lonnie. I can't figure it out to save my life. Ever since I've been a little boy, I wanted to go to church. And I went most of my life. And I liked it. And I still like it. What's wrong with you people today? Why don't you want to go to church? I'll tell you why they don't want to go to church, most of them. Because they don't want to hear nothing, brother. They don't want to hear it, Brother Ronnie. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They say somewhere off, somewhere back there, if they don't hear about Him, they're not responsible. People today don't want to go to church, and they want to say, I'm not of your faith. That's all I hear. I'm not of your faith. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're not of my faith, you ain't nothing then. My faith is Christ. Down with this foolishness today. I'm not of your correspondence and I'm not of your faith. That's hogwash, brethren, what it is, exactly. That's exactly what it is, brethren. Now, you all may not like that, but that's what, I believe there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And by the one Spirit we are baptized into the one body. Now, brother, that sums it up, and I don't care who likes it or not, brother. That's the way it is, brother. That's what this Bible says. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Are we baptized into the one body, which is Christ? Is Christ divided, Brother Junior? Huh? Is He divided? Well, shame on these people running around and saying, I've got them all. And I'm not of your faith. Next time somebody tells you you're not of your faith, ask how many faiths they are. We're going to close our part. I didn't know I'd preach this, Brother Junior. But I hear that all the time. It makes me about half sick. I'm just telling you the truth. It makes me sometimes angry, Brother Lon, to hear people say that I'm not of your faith. Like I own my own. Christ is my faith. What is it, brother? Faith in Christ. Brother Ronnie, do you believe that or not? Do you believe there's one faith? Do you believe there's one Lord? You believe there's one Spirit, there's one baptism? Are we baptized into the one body? Do we believe that, brother, or do we might as well go to the house and quit, Brother Junior? If we don't believe that there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and by His Spirit, we're baptized into the one body. Do you believe that or not, brother? Well, quit going around and saying, I'm not of your faith, whoever you may be. Whoever you may be. I don't care if you belong to Holiness Church. I don't care if you belong to the Free Will Baptist. I don't care if you belong to regular Baptist. I don't care where you belong. Brother, I'm telling you something. It's time we wake up, Brother Hurley. It's time we wake up. When you stand before Jesus, you're not going to stand there and tell Him that you belong to the Free Will Baptist. I told Brother Lonnie, and I'm going to close. There was a Free Will Baptist call me the other day from out in this area. And he said he'd seen our website, Brother Jim. And he said, I've never heard nothing like that in my life. He said, I'm interested. I'm really interested to know what's going on with you people. What's happening with you people? How can you all be like this? The very question he asked, how does that happen? He told me something right there. He must have been a stranger to some things. He was a stranger to some things. He said, but I'd like to come where you're at. And I said, well, we have church this weekend at Little Mary. He may be here today. I don't know if you are or not. But anyway, I wouldn't know him if I seen him. But I want to tell him the same thing I've told you. There's one faith.